You are listening to the Experience Points podcast for the week of January 1st, 2014.
Woo!
And we are so glad to have you listening to this.
I see what you did there. Welcome back to the Experience Points podcast. I'm George Alborg.
My name is Scott Juster.
And we're the co-creators of ExperiencePoints.net. And it's a new year, everybody. Uh-huh. We're back. I'm back. I missed the last week. I'm so sick.
We saved him.
You did. You, I appreciate it.
Don't you die on me.
We're starting a brand new year here at Experience Points. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? We haven't done this in a while. Maybe we should say what we are, what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Scott and I write Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We do videos. We talk about games. Every week we come here with a different topic and we chat it up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a first-time listener, welcome. If you're a repeat listener, thank you for joining us once again to another glorious year of talking about video games.
Yep.
Scott, what are we talking about today with video games?
I got a toy for the holidays.
You did? Hey, guess what?
I'm the proud owner of not just any old regular Wii U, like the commoners have.
Oh, yeah.
Limited edition. Highly inscribed.
Yep.
Zelda. Black stylish.
Slick black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shows off those fingerprints like nothing.
It's signed by Link himself.
Yeah, it just says Hia on it. I got a Wii U, and I've been playing it, and kind of like how we did when George got his PS4, we just want to do initial impressions.
Yeah, it's been out for a while, but that model is new. There's some cool new functionality.
I mean, it's been out for a while, but now there are games to play on it.
Exactly. So. It's like a brand new console.
Yeah.
You also picked up New Super Mario Bros. U.
Yeah.
As well as Super Mario 3D World.
And
there's so many words.
Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker HD came with it.
Gorgeous.
And
Wonderful 101, I saw.
Yeah, Wonderful 101, too. So I've played four games on it so far.
So I have to say, of these four games, three would probably have like made our lists last year of favorite games.
I was just about to say that. Like, if I played this in November, probably Super Mario 3D World probably would have been on the list,
It's so funny that we had that, like, oversight, because neither you nor I owned a Wii U.
Yeah.
Now you have it.
Yeah, that's, them's the breaks. I mean, we'll have to do, like a Giant Bomb. Giant Bomb does, like, 2013's 2012 Game of the Year, so it's, like, that sort of
that's
thing.
A
like,
good one.
So we'll have to do something like that. But yeah, I like it a lot. So where should we start? Should we start on, I liked how we talked on the PS4 about just, like, the interface itself.
Yeah.
Because I have thoughts on this.
Okay, share your thoughts. How do you like the interface?
I
should say, both you and I, as I recall, we're not big fans of the Wii interface.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty junky. Like, the panel interface gets really disorganized. Actually, you know what? It's a lot like the iOS interface.
The new one, you mean?
Any iOS interface, where it just barfs a bunch of applications on a screen with no rhyme or reason.
And there's no way to put the folders in the proper place.
I mean, there are, kind of, but you need to, like, hold down the thing, drag them around. The same as on the Wii. So I opened it up. Of course, start downloading the firmware update.
Yep.
Like an hour later or whatever. It's pretty
good. Long update.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a while.
So the first thing you do is you create a Nintendo Network ID account.
Okay. Is that different than your previous Nintendo ID?
There is no such thing as a previous Nintendo ID.
Didn't you have like a complicated friends code?
There is a friend code that is specific to your piece of Wii hardware.
Oh, I see.
But it is not a system ID in the way a gamer tag or a PSN ID
is. So what you're saying is Nintendo has finally learned
to have
a subscription-based model.
Yep. And of course, it went down over Christmas. The Nintendo ID and eShop stuff was down for like...
I'm sure they were selling like hotcakes,
probably,
right?
Well, that's the thing. The Wii U has been selling terribly. Like,
oh, really?
Horribly. The Wii U has been selling like... It's one of the worst-selling systems Nintendo's had.
Oh, no.
Apparently it was a little spike. I wrote about this on the site. Everyone, Steam crashed on Christmas, which is a whole nother topic.
I think it's probably Santa undermining.
I'll teach them to take my job.
Exactly.
So Nintendo Network ID, which finally, like you were saying, welcome to the 2000s. Like Nintendo has a thing, and you know, it's now the same thing that if you have a 3DS, it uses the same ID.
Great.
we did the migration process from the Wii to the Wii U,
mm-hmm.
where you have to put in an SD card into your Wii U, format it a specific way.
Does it come with an SD card?
Oh, no.
Oh, great.
Then you put that SD card... Oh, no, sorry. First, you fire into the Wii emulator that's inside every Wii U. It's not natively in the software. The whole system reboots into a Wii interface. So then you download the transfer channel. Then you fire up your Wii and download the transfer channel there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put the SD card in the Wii U,
mm-hmm.
format it. Then you put the SD card in the Wii, download all your shit to the SD
and
card.
At what point do you have to sacrifice, make a blood sacrifice to Vishnu for this?
I would have if I thought it would be faster. Then on the Wii, little Pikmin show up on the screen.
Pikmin?
Yeah.
Actual Pikmin.
Actual Pikmin
Not
show
Mies
up.
Or anything.
No, Pikmin show up and start bundling all of your data into the SD card.
Oh, okay. That's
They
cute.
Have little boxes and they're bundling it in. And then they put it on a rocket ship. And then it blasts off. And then you take that SD card out of the Wii, put it into the Wii U. Then the Pikmin disembark the rocket ship and carry the boxes into your new console and like set stuff up.
That's kind of cute. It's a good analogy.
Yeah. It takes a long time. And
well, Pikmin aren't paid. They're unpaid labor.
Yeah,
Scott.
That's
There's
true.
Only so much you can expect.
Olimar was nowhere to be seen, so they didn't, you know, I had to direct them. So that was, I mean, that in and of itself is pretty interesting because finally, like going forward, you know, mm-hmm. theoretically, this could be your Nintendo ID for, I guess, forever now.
Right.
You know, yeah. for all intents and purposes. So that was a good thing, even though the transfer process was a bit painful.
And it had to be painful, because they'd never done one before. If they had done one in the Wii, then it wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. It also says it deletes all of the old data off of your old system. Like, it's literally transferring it. Like, it's not a copy.
You can never go back.
Those Pikmin don't fuck around. ripping stuff out and burning what's behind them. Which is an interesting, I suppose, anti-copy, anti-resell mechanism. I don't know. It doesn't make that much sense to me, because who's going to be caring that much about it?
Yeah, that's also makes sense.
But then, like, overall, the Wii interface is just so much... It's just so much more apparent, I feel like. Like, we toured around the Miiverse a little bit, which is like a little Facebook inside of the Nintendo universe, I guess.
It's got some of the same, like, big button interface that I'm used to through Nintendo, where it's, it feels kind of confined. Like, everything is so big and bubbly, and there's not a lot of space to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't feel anything like a web interface.
No.
Or at all.
No.
But that being said, like, it's functional. You know where things are. You can find them.
And there's not a lot to do. Like,
right.
each one of those buttons, you basically should just divide up the screens into generic blocks, and if you mash on one block... it'll do a function instead of like clicking on a specific hyperlink in the text or whatever. Like, it's much more like that.
It's interesting that it actually reminds me of the screen on the PS4 that says like what's happening now.
Yeah.
Cause you get a live feed of, you know, what are your friends doing? What are people talking about with certain games? Cause there's the like commenting system and stuff.
Yeah.
And the idea of implementing a Facebook like social media platform into the software for each of these consoles is really interesting.
Yeah. Well, cause it's like, in a certain respect, you're like, well, why redo the work? Like, Facebook has already done it for you. But then again, how do you... Facebook filtering by itself, not even related to video games, is a terrible... Like, Facebook is horrible.
Yep.
Like, for sorting data.
I mean, people try to make up their own with the... Gosh, what is it called? Razor or something? There's that...
Oh, Raptor.
Raptor, right. Where you can see people tweet and on Facebook, oh, so-and-so just did this achievement or was just doing this. Via Raptor, because they're using a third-party system to notify their friends of their progress in X, Y, or Z game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it makes sense. It's a little... It's not weird at all, but I think it's interesting that we now find ourselves in different social environments in regards to games.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, both outside of the game space. Then we have the PlayStation 4 and the Wii U, the PS4 and the Xbox, which also leak back into Twitter and Twitch and Facebook.
Yep.
And they all have their own like systems and subscriber systems.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird amalgam of people talking about games in a way.
There's a lot to manage. And I feel like if something like Raptor did it right, people would actually embrace it.
Like some form of app that could combine them, you know?
I mean, you see this stuff in, like, the social media space, like people who use, like, Hootsuite or Buffer or, like, any of those things that kind of merge all of your social media stuff. But, like, Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting thing. And for people, it seems, especially the Nintendo one, it really seems to reward people that are just super invested in the Nintendo verse.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's a lot of work. Like, going in there, typing out your little messages because you're using the on-screen keyboard. The touchpad thing. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, going into different games. Each game has, like, a community in it that mm-hmm. acts like a Facebook page, basically. You can post things. I've seen the developers post things on it, which is kind of interesting.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard because the amount of time that it takes to do any of that stuff is probably, like, 5 seconds too long.
Yep.
And if it wasn't that 5 seconds, I could imagine a scenario where this could be really cool.
Yep.
The idea that developers could come and actually have one-on-one conversations with their fans.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that people could post things and have conversations about progress, right? Like, I think a couple days ago, somebody posted an article in Polygon about a Spelunky speedrun. And it's mm-hmm. this huge article, and it's fantastic. And a lot of it is about the way that game communities work together to create a play experience.
Mm-hmm.
And after playing and looking at the Miiverse functionality in Super Mario 3D World and New Super Mario Bros. U, that's really cool. Like, there's some really neat potential there.
Yeah.
But every little second that you add on to in getting involved in that experience are people who are lost and decide to never do it.
Yep. And I think before, like, we go into that, like, you know, the actual Miiverse implementation, like, the software itself is really poor.
Right.
Like, I mean, like you were saying, like, to get into the Miiverse, there's, like, a good 5 second load screen to get in there. Mm-hmm. To the touch screen itself is of generally poor quality.
Right.
I mean, which is understandable because I'm sure they were just, you know, cutting costs. It's right. not not even a capacitive touch screen. Like, mm-hmm. it's, you got to really mash it to make it work. But it's the software that really surprised me. Like, the load times are long.
Yep.
Like, starting up games takes a long time. Like, it's weird that the OS feels very, like, almost un-Nintendo-like because it's not snappy. There's this weird thing in Nintendo games where, like, the menus and, like, when you press a button in a Nintendo game, there's almost never a question as to whether you press that button.
Yeah, it, like, pops or something fun. Yeah.
And, like, it's instantaneous. Things have, you know, explicit feedback. And the menu is just very kind of squishy and loady and, you know, very strange.
I wonder if it's an attempt to try to, like, meld the two in terms of interface design, you know, like, be something that looks recognizable, like Facebook, it makes sense as a social media platform or whatever, but also has the sort of bubbly look.
I mean, the bubbly look doesn't bother me, it's just the fact that the thing takes a long time to load, and when you tap on the screen, it doesn't always load things, and, like, I mean, it's just not as slick as something like the PS4, where, like, if you press a button,
mm-hmm.
it feels like you pressed a button,
yep,
you know, but, you know, going into the actual, like, implementation of the Miiverse stuff. So we were playing Super Mario 3D World, the game that is from the people who did the Galaxy series. And that, the Miiverse stuff is in there, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
The idea of people leaving notes, I mean, it's an ongoing joke I do of, like, it's like Dark Souls, but it is like Dark Souls.
It is like Dark Souls, yeah.
And not that people leave you notes as you're entering a level, although, I mean, even the, in New Super Mario 3D World, or Super Mario 3D World.
Yeah.
The ghosts that join you after you've beat a level.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Like, I can imagine, I don't know what run it takes that ghost, but I can imagine doing a run conscious that people are watching you.
Yeah. And it could, I mean, you, if you select share, like, any of those runs could be, like, your best run, I think, is saved as a ghost run.
Oh, I see.
And so, like, anytime you have a good score, then that is potentially yours that everyone else will see if you're sharing me scores. And so, yeah, it'll put you in as a ghost in other people's games. It will let you post. So, you know, if you're on the world map or if you're inside the level, you can post a message.
To Bowser?
Yeah, to Bowser. You can put stamps in there. Like, and it's just the breakdown of, like, serious ones to, like, kind of people just laughing. And, like, it's, I don't know, just seeing the mixture of, like, how do I get the second star? I feel like that stuff is much, much less apparent than the kind of goofy stuff.
Yeah.
Like, people drawing funny pictures or people just kind of making a joke or something.
Do you think that's because of how many steps it takes to get involved?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, if you're posting something silly, maybe it's like, oh, well, I'm going to take the time because this is part of the game.
Mm.
As opposed to asking for help, and you have no idea when you're going to get that help.
Yeah.
People can comment on your post, but, I mean, who knows if that's really the type of, you know, if that's the type of experience that people are actually doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you posted a couple things and you had one comment.
Yeah.
But it was to a silly thing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I haven't been posting any questions because I'm good at Mario. but I mean, I think.
Because you don't need help.
Yeah, because I'm not a baby. That's the other thing. It's very apparent
it's full of babies.
No, there's a lot of kids playing.
That's true.
You could tell just by some of the spelling and some of like the sentence structure. Like there are some children playing this, which is kind of weird because you don't really think of that in a single player game. I never think about the other single players who are playing this.
Out of curiosity, does it pull you away from the experience as you're like, oh, I gotta take this level really serious. I'm gonna really kick some ass, and then you see someone scrawling like, hey, I had a super fun time, Bowser, love you.
No, because I'm pretty goofy when I
That's good. You embrace the environment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and also it's not like that's the thing. I want to see how this stuff is implemented in a more serious game.
Yes, you know, like definitely.
What is the Miiverse? It probably doesn't even exist, right? I'm sure most third party people don't even do anything. Like, I wonder what Assassin's Creed 4 on Wii U looks like.
Yeah.
They probably don't even bother, right?
Who knows? I mean,
maybe I should get Assassin's Creed 4 on Wii just to see what it looks like. But like, it's such a Nintendo thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the Wind Waker, you can write a message in a bottle and then throw the bottle, and then it appears in other people's games.
But I love that. Yeah. I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something about the sense of pervasive social space, and not even necessarily social, because I think social implies a sort of one-on-one communication.
Yeah.
But more that, like, you are playing within a larger group of people who are playing. Like, play is a shared experience, necessarily, when you're encountering things like messages in bottles and stuff. But I think the idea that it seems right now like it's a quintessentially Nintendo thing says something about what the culture of that shared social space will look like on the Wii U moving forward.
Yep.
Because you're right. I would be fascinated to see what Assassin's Creed looks like.
Yeah.
And my guess is you're probably right. It probably is not nearly as fun or silly or as frequently used as you might see in a Nintendo game.
Yeah.
I mean, even the fact that Nintendo fills in the Dear Bowser or think about telling Bowser what you thought of this level in poem. Right?
Yeah.
Something silly like that.
Yeah.
That, I think, shows an interest in how people are using that platform, and they have a vested interest in it, whereas I think a third party, they probably know, look, this probably isn't our core audience. We're not going to waste a lot of our time on getting people to think outside the box in terms of the use of this secondary functionality.
And New Super Mario Brothers U and Super Mario Brothers 3D World have two slightly separate ways of approaching that, where 3D World, it just has that, it's very seamless, where like you can post something pretty much any time, but it never really puts that in your face.
Yeah.
It just, the way it's implemented is really nice. Like when you're waiting to jump into the level, when you're waiting for the level to end and it's tallying up your points, you see the scroll across the top of the screen.
Yeah, I love that.
Which is usually in any game, which is usually just dead time.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's a load time or whether it's baked in, it's a really cool place to put that social stuff, and you can post something there, but you have to take the action to do it. And then if you're on the level screen, you can take the action to, on the world map, I guess you can take the action to post something on the map, or you can actually go into the Miiverse itself and use it like Facebook. Whereas New Super Mario Brothers New Super Mario Brothers U,
there's a lot of words in these Mario
there's
games.
A lot. They really worked themselves into a corner starting in 1991 when they started calling everything Super.
Yep.
Because now they've done that with everything besides the GameCube.
Yeah, yep.
They never called it just Super Mario Brothers Cube.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
But now, anyway, side note. But then, you know, on the New Super Mario Brothers U, it actually pops up. It's like, hey, do you want to do this? And I keep finding myself saying no, because I just want to get back to Mario. Like,
right.
So it's kind of a, they're trying two different ways of figuring out what's the best way to.
I think the idea of a scrolling ticker that just entices you of, oh, I could get my name up there, is probably far more compelling, I think, than just asking you, especially when you've got a button that says no, just get me back.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so too. I mean, I think, but the way that they prompt you, like, we'll fill out, like, here's a template, just fill in the template, or why don't you do this as a poem, or like, you know, do this in rhyming, you know, I've never seen that. Other than like when Facebook was brand new, or even when Facebook is still, you know, the current iteration of Facebook, where it's like, what are you doing? Or what are you going on? What's going on? Or Scott is. And then like, you know, that stuff has kind of fallen by the wayside a little bit, and I've never really seen a video game social network do that.
Why is it that, I don't know, and maybe I'm just not, am I not paying attention, but I haven't really seen anybody talk about this. I haven't seen this in advertisements.
Yeah.
Like this Miiverse social functionality has been completely off my radar.
Yeah.
Am I not paying attention, or is this something that, that people just aren't really talking about or are not interested in?
Well, I mean, the Wii U is selling terribly.
Right, yes.
Like, that so I understand. So, I mean, I think a lot of people just aren't paying attention to it.
Yeah.
And then also, like,
I think it's one of the most interesting things about it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not perfect, but, I mean,
yeah,
I mean, again, the types of, the ways that they're doing things differently between the Wii U, the 360, or, excuse me, the Xbox One, and the PS4 are all interesting and all different and all diverse, and I think good markers for what we might see in the future.
Yeah. Well, and also the other thing is, what does Nintendo do after this?
Yeah.
Like, it's cool to write little messages, but is there anything else you can do besides write messages?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it can't be a, like a super robust content creation platform, because no one's going to type in a blog post, you know, in the Miiverse. One, because there's a character limit of like, you know, 100 or 140 or something like that. And two, because like, who's going to type something out on the touchscreen? Like, that's a terrible experience.
I mean, what I would think they would do, or what would be, might be an ideal scenario, is that they would use the tablet in good functionality, right? We saw that you can take a screenshot.
Yeah.
And we know that you can draw on the tablet.
Yep.
The idea of someone, if you're playing a game, right? Mm. You're playing, say, Dark Souls 2.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you're going along, and it knows where you're at, because why not? It should know where you're at.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's in the game. It's feeding that data back to you. And something pops up that is the screen, like you find a note.
Mm-hmm.
And that note is a screenshot of someone in that same space, and they can mark on it. And they, like, they don't have to type in a crazy complex word. They don't have to draw a penis. They just have to draw a red circle around what may or may not be a trap.
Yeah.
Like, there, we can imagine easier interface, and but cool functionality still, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's just, I press a button, I draw it, and I hit send.
Yeah.
Something like that would be way more fluid and way more, I think, interesting, implemented in a diverse array of game types.
Yeah. Some of it is just, that's so dependent on, like, the developer's willingness to play ball.
Yep.
And I feel like, again, this is like Nintendo. This is the perennial problem. How many times have we said this with Nintendo? Like, every system, like, Nintendo makes the best games for its own system.
Yeah.
And no one else takes advantage of any of the weird stuff.
Yep.
I think maybe the potential is, since everyone else is also doing a second screen thing, you can have some of that. You know, if you have your iPad connected to your PS4 for a specific game, you know, I think Assassin's Creed 4 has a second screen app. I don't know.
Battlefield 4 does as well.
Yeah, and even like Beyond had something. Like,
yep.
I feel like
Watch Dogs will probably have one. The Division will.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be shocked if it doesn't. Now that it seems like that's kind of where games are going, but like, I feel like it's reliant on other people being willing enough to do second screen on machines that don't have a packaged second screen,
as opposed to that native experience on the Wii U. Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's, again, kind of like the PS4. It's like the system itself is pretty interesting, and the games are pretty much what I expected.
Yeah.
Even though they're really good. I mean, gosh, New Super Mario 3D World, those guys are ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Like, they made, you know, the Mario Galaxy games and then made this one. Like,
yeah.
That game is ridiculously good.
And what's crazy, too, is, you know, we've been through this. We know what they can do.
Yeah.
But it's still surprising.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, maybe it's not, like, if someone told me, oh, George, you'll play that level and you'll pick an item up and you'll get enormous.
Yeah.
Right? I would say, okay, that's not that surprising.
Yeah, I also did that in the DS version.
Right.
And it was also cool then.
But the moment you do it, it feels exciting again. It feels new and fresh again. And they managed to capture that really well.
The other thing that the Galaxy team does, and they did this in their previous two games, is that there will be things that will appear in, like, one level and then they'll never use it again. Like, they're so willing to, like, show you something cool in a level and then be like, all right, well, that was pretty cool, wasn't it? You'll never see this again.
Yeah.
You know, so if you want to, you know, nothing is, like, beaten into the ground.
Right.
Because
it's like they take whatever cool thing there happens to be and really use as much of it as they can. I mean, in this one, it feels like they took the cat suit and they're just wringing that cat dry, right? Which is fine. And everything they do with that cat suit is cool thus far that I've seen, so.
Yeah, well, and also the way that they, like in Super Mario Brothers 2, like, each character has different abilities, and so, the stages are balanced such that it is potentially possible to beat every stage with each character, but there are some stages that are much easier to use certain characters and, right. and not use certain characters. And, you know, just the flexibility of the stages is a little bit different. Like, Mario Galaxy was a much more guided experience because you basically only had Mario. But this one has to work with Mario or Peach.
Rosalina.
Yeah, or it has to work with four people. Right. And so, like, all that stuff has to work and, you know, has to be balanced, you know, for kind of a different type of experience. It was just very impressive to see.
Speaking of four people, it feels much friendlier for that multiplayer experience this time around.
Yeah.
It's still really difficult.
In certain
areas.
I quote unquote beat the game, but then it opens up what I refer to as the asshole levels, where like they just really ratchet up the difficulty.
Yeah.
But even going into those levels, like the game was hard. Like I probably never had more than like 30 lives at a certain time.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, New Super Mario Bros. U, the side scrolling one, I already have more than 50, and I've played like one world, you know, so like they're it's a lot more challenging than it usually is.
But I still feel like, I mean, one of my complaints with the New Super Mario Bros. U, right, was that I didn't enjoy that multiplayer experience. Mm-hmm. But all the times that I've done New Super Mario Brothers or Super Mario 3D World, you know, the ability for you to pop yourself.
Yep.
That's great. Yep. That's fantastic. You're not waiting around anymore.
Yeah, you're not stuck in the bubble.
You're not stuck in that bubble. Yeah. The bubble moves faster.
It
doesn't seem to be as arbitrary. You don't have to shake that thing vigorously like you're like choking some poor animal to like, get back. Choking
Luigi.
Yeah. And then also, I don't know, maybe the collision detection's a little bit different, but it doesn't feel as obtrusive. Maybe it's the space in the 3D environment, really.
I mean, the levels are wide and kind of the perspective is a little bit different. It's also a little bit slower, I think.
Yeah.
Like, just the way, like, your base movement in the side-scrolling games is faster, and it's just a lot more easy to collide and mess each other up.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, that game is just ridiculous. It's just, you know, you just gotta wonder, like, how many times they can do it. You know, like, they must be working on something else, and, like, who knows? Maybe this is gonna be their only Mario game for this platform, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they did two last time around, but, I mean, you know, they could easily, like, just sit on it and wait, you know, until the next thing.
Yeah, it's a smart group of people.
Yeah. It also doesn't really use the touchpad that much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can blow on the microphone to reveal kind of secrets.
Yeah, and which is pretty cool.
It is cool. Yeah. And there are things, like, that they don't really tell you. Like, there's tiny Goombas in that game, and if you blow, it knocks them over.
Right.
So you can, like, knock them off the level and not even have to fight them.
You just have to embarrass yourself amongst
you just have to be like, guys, I'm playing video games. Now let me write something to my online friends. It's just that type of stuff is really neat. It's, even though, again, it's kind of like, it kind of feels like it has the potential to be like the 3D on the 3DS, where like, we'll use it for some things, but it'll never be mandatory.
Yeah, it's a bit more novelty, I guess.
We also, Han and I have been playing a lot of the new, it's kind of like a quasi upgrade. It's Wii Fit U.
Mm-hmm. How's that?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Can you fight? Like, do you get the sense that Wii Fit trainer is going to be in Smash Brothers?
I mean, that Wii Fit trainer has always been a jerk, so it's okay, not good. Also, the Wii Fit, wait, is it the board that's in Smash or is it the trainer?
The trainer is both male and female versions.
They should have the board in it too. I think that would be really funny. The balance board. That game's pretty good. It uses the touchpad probably the best out of any game I've played so far, both in the games that you play.
Oh, is it a face that just disparages you as you're in and throws insults?
No, but
you're fat.
No, it has a front-facing camera, so you can see the trainer on one half and then see yourself on the other half.
Yeah.
Yeah, mirror mode is what they call it.
Oh, that's cute.
So
you could literally see half of your body straining.
It's not half, it's the whole thing. Oh, but okay. It just cuts the screen in half and shows the trainer on one and you on the other. But there, you know, there are games where it's kind of like a first-person perspective, and you're looking at the first-person perspective through the tablet, but you can see the entire level on the screen.
Ooh, ARG.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. There is, I don't know. There's a couple new games, but the most interesting thing is that you can play a lot of the game just with the tablet.
Mm-hmm.
So someone else could be watching the TV, or you can be watching TV while you exercise.
That's neat.
And I've actually done that a few times, you know, since. Like, we were watching TV, or Hana was in the other room, and we wanted to hang out. So I was playing Mario on the tablet.
Right.
Not on the TV. And that's been like a surprisingly frequently used feature so far. Of the Wii U.
I think that's one of that's really cool. Yeah. And it's actually one of the reasons I really feel the pressure to get a Vita right now.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just thinking about that because when I'll inevitably pick up a PS4 at some point, and it's like, I would want to pick up a Vita at that point, too. Sure. So you can play it anywhere or play it while you're watching a movie or something.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, that happens with, especially if you're living with someone, that happens with a lot of times. Yeah.
And just the way that the exercise programs work is just so conducive to not having to hog the entire TV for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they add a few more games here and there that make it better.
Plus, sometimes you just want to watch the third Matrix movie again while jazzercising.
you gotta make that third Matrix movie good somehow. Flap your arms like a chicken in one of those games. Yeah, I don't know. It's like any Nintendo system. Like the quality of it is pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like there's some unfortunate shortcomings with the hardware, but other than that, like it's, you know, a lot of thought went into this. You know, it doesn't. Okay, this is gonna start a flame war, but
sweet.
You ever get a sense, like, when you're playing an Xbox, it's like, God, who... Did anyone think about this interface?
Oh, you mean the Xbox interface?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I think that all the time.
Like, Microsoft stuff in general, and, like, I use Windows 8 on my PC, and every time I boot into it, I'm like, who thought this was a good idea? Yeah. Like, it's that sort of mindfulness that makes sense in the context of what you're doing that... You know, I think Nintendo and Sony tend to have a better read on.
Well, I mean, I always get the sense that Microsoft wants to pull people towards what the future they're shaping.
Yeah.
Whereas Nintendo's always lagging a little bit behind, and Sony's is probably lagging a little bit behind as well.
But, like, the idea that there's invisible menus in most Microsoft stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there are invisible menus in Windows 8 that you need to just know about. Mm-hmm. You can't look at the screen and know a menu is there.
Right.
That's the same on the Xbox One. Like, to get to all that, like, Snap stuff and Xbox do this, like, all that stuff is invisible. Like, there's no way for a human being to just look at the screen and know what's going on.
Yeah. Have you tried just blowing into your controller? Just
connect. Look at my breath. But, like, you know, as clunky as the Nintendo stuff is, there is usually something on the screen that if you look at it will like, okay, this means if I click on this button, it will take me to do this thing.
Right.
Which is something that is like more and more important as all of these systems become more and more invested in their own little social networks.
Yeah.
You know, because it can't be a chore or else no one will want to do anything with
it. And just start pulling in all the entertainment stuff, right? Yeah. Like even that really, we still don't know what it is. That weird TV thing on your... On
TV. The Wii mode.
Is that what it was?
It's TVII.
That TV functionality. I don't know what that does.
No. Nope.
But clearly there's thinking that there's going to be future space where this is something that might be cool or something that might be used.
Yeah.
And you have to design ahead of the curve knowing that that's coming.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think that's a pretty good intro to the Wii U. But I'd be interested if any of you folks... Either if you have it or you don't. If you're interested in hearing our takes on specific games for it, because I feel like this is kind of like I'm the token person with the Wii U now.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, so like if there are any specific games that you've played that you've liked or that you're just interested in that you want us to take a look at, you know, feel free to drop us a line at experiencepoints@gmail.com.
I will say I want to hear more eventually about what you think about the HD remake.
We started that. Han and I were just kind of passing the controller back and forth. That game's pretty good.
You heard it first. You heard it here first, because that game is pretty good. All right, well, experiencepoints.net is our mushroom kingdom. Come on by, bring your friends. Yep. Also, do us a favor. It's the new year.
Yeah.
Help us celebrate by leaving us a review on iTunes. Yeah. It helps us find new viewers. It's really easy.
Yep.
Click a button.
Add us on the Miiverse.
On the Miiverse.
I think I'm just... I don't even know. I think I'm like S-Juster or something on it. Like,
oh, you actually have a name this time. It's not a...
No, it's an actual account. Like, they finally did it.
Man.
They've done it.
They've done it.
They finally did it. So, like, you can actually be, like, you know, connected. Yeah. You have a friends list now.
This is like getting the news that, like, some small third world country just built a railroad, and they're real happy about it.
Well, it's like people who are like, you know, you hear those... stories of like the Japanese soldier in the jungle who didn't know the war ended, like what happened, what year is this? Okay folks, thanks so much for listening. As always, happy new year, and we'll be talking to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Mario joined us today.
Mario.
should go to, because I